Hello. Okay. Here we go. Good evening, folks. QSD, this is Marty, WV5Y. I think we got our audio fixed here. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1581. And it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, September 24th, 2024, which in UTC time is Wednesday, September the 25th at 0100. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control. And this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. And thanks to Joe, W5BSA, we're on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston. And the PL tone is 123.0. And I will now take local check-ins. Okay, was that Herbert? We have Herbert, KD5PQJ. Is that you out there? Over. Okay, you want to jump in there and give me your call sign one more time, please? Okay, I think that was Herbert. He's just not getting in very well. But that's okay. Let's see, we got anybody else out there?
Whiskey Delta 5, Juliet Romeo Delta, WD5 JRD, Carl, Jersey Village. Good evening.
Good evening, Carl, WD5 JRD up there in Jersey Village. You're sounding good tonight. Good evening. And anybody else? Going to start with a little bit of balloon launch team action. Actually, this was not from the South Texas balloon launch team, but this was from the North Texas balloon launch team. Actually, the Richardson Wireless Club launched a balloon this past Saturday, and that was from the Aubrey Middle School in Aubrey, Texas, which is just north of the DFW Dallas-Fort Worth Airport there by a few miles. And they had a DMR repeater, an SSTV transmitter, which I think they had some issues with. The DMR repeater, I think, worked well for them. They had WeNet digital images and a 6-meter parrot repeater, 20-meter whisper beacon, and a skimmer, ADS-B from K5UTB, and also KD5OUG/W5LH PICO sensor payload, and it's had call signs of K5RWK-11 and also W5ABC-11. So if you go over to appers.fi, those are the two call signs you would look up to see where the balloon went. Okay, and Andrew says hopefully they're going to try to do this a little bit more often. So now that I think the helium situation has eased up a little bit and maybe the prices have come down a little bit, so hopefully that'll happen. Okay, as far as the South Texas balloon launch team goes, they do have their monthly meeting, and that's on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's at 4:30 p.m., usually at a local restaurant here in town, and then at 8 p.m., they've got a Zoom meeting. That's at k5wh.net/Zoom. So we appreciate Walter putting that on there, and be sure and check that out. Okay, we're moving over to ANS bulletins. This is ANS bulletin number 266. And the AMSAT News Service bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports and activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators. We share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as volunteers can post it. So if you've got any news or to report, you can send your reports to ans-editor@amsat.org. And you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service bulletins via the ANS list. And to do that, you go to mailman.amsat.org/Pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. Okay, and we want to thank Bruce, KK5W, for, KK5DO, sorry, for making these URLs available for us over there on the website, and that's at amsatnet.com. So thanks, Bruce. All right, registration continues for the 42nd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting. The 42nd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and General Meeting will be held on Friday through Sunday, October 25th to 27th, 2024, at the DoubleTree by Hilton Tampa Rocky Point Waterfront in Tampa, Florida. And so it looks like there may be some action headed towards Tampa in the way that a Hurricane Helene, or soon to be a hurricane, but I'm sure they'll have things well cleaned up by October 25th. So highlights of the scheduled events include an AMSAT Board of Directors meeting, and that happens both on October the 24th and the 25th. There's the 42nd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting. That's the reading of the presentations. Let's see, that's October 25th and 26th. Friday night social and auction, October 25th. AMSAT Banquet and Reception, that's of course Saturday night, October the 26th. And then there's the Ambassador Breakfast from AMSAT, and all are welcome. So that's in the morning of October the 27th. If you wish to register guests for the banquet and or breakfast, you are not attending the symposium sessions, you must register for each event separately and include your guests with your banquet and breakfast tickets. If you're interested in presenting or submitting a paper for inclusion in the symposium proceedings, please see the call for papers. And that's over at amsat.org/2024/symposium/call-4-papers-2024.
CL-123.
And here's another important announcement or part. It says the deadline for symposium registrations. If you want to include the Saturday night evening banquet or Sunday breakfast, is Friday, October the 18th. Meals cannot be ordered after that date. Okay, if you'd like to register, there's a direct link, and that's at launch.amsat.org/event-5833792. Of course, that's over at amsatnet.com. Thanks to Bruce when he gets those posted. Okay, the hotel reservation situation. The rate for a standard room with two queen beds is $169 plus state and local taxes of 14.5%. Rooms may be available for check-in on Wednesday, October the 23rd, and check-out on Sunday, October the 27th. And you can reserve a room at on the web by going to www.hilton.com/en/attend-my-event/radio-amateur-satellite. Reservations may also be made by phone at 813-888-8800. And you can just reference AMSAT to receive the group rate. And if you're planning on driving to the symposium or renting a car, the parking charges are $20 per night for overnight parking. We at AMSAT are excited to be able to host our 42nd annual symposium this year. We hope you can join us in celebrating amateur radio in space. And let's see, we have a full schedule breakdown. Let's see, Thursday, October the 24th, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. is an AMSAT board meeting. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. pre-registration check-in. Friday, October the 25th, 8 a.m. to noon, AMSAT board meeting, a closed session, and then 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. registration. 1 p.m. to 1:15 p.m., the AMSAT symposium kickoff with the President's welcome. From 1:15 p.m. to 5 p.m. is the paper sessions. Then there'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. an informal dinner on your own. And then you come back at 7, and from 7 to 9 p.m. is the AMSAT reception and auction, and there will be a cash bar available. And then Saturday, October the 26th, 2024, from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. is registration. And from 8 a.m. to 8:15 a.m. is the AMSAT Symposium Welcome. And then from 8:15 a.m. to noon is paper sessions. And then they pick up again at 1 p.m. and go to 3:15 p.m. And then at 3:30 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. is the AMSAT Annual Meeting and Awards Ceremony. And then at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. is Attitude Adjustment, with the social with a cash bar. And then at 7 p.m. is the AMSAT banquet, which goes until 10 p.m. And they also have a cash bar. Okay, and then for those who didn't partake too heavily in that cash bar, early the next morning at 7:30 a.m. on Sunday is the AMSAT Ambassador Breakfast, and all are welcome. Okay, we want to thank AMSAT Symposium Committee for that information. This is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. Let's see, we're at a little past 15 minutes past the hour here, quarter past the hour, so we're going to take a quick standby, take a look around, see who we've got checking in via some of our other means. From Charlie in a few days or since the weekend, so I guess we're going to check in and have to see how he's doing. Hope he's doing good over there. Let's see, we did hear from Andrew, KC5LWY. He's down there in Galveston, and he called and checked in this evening. And then let's see, we have Dale, WD0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota. And he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. So we appreciate him doing that. We have had to use it there in the past. And then, of course, thanks to Vern, WA0RCR, out there in Wentzville, Missouri. You can hear our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM. And that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. Okay, then we also have got Kai in 6ZZO, and he's out there in McKinleyville, California, and he's one of our podcast listeners, and he calls and checks in, so we appreciate him doing that for us. Okay, from IRC, the Internet Relay Chat System, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, and Bob, K8WX. And then from Echolink, let's see, we've got Bob, K9OIM. We've got Mitch, 80HJ. He's up there in Jackson, Minnesota. Good evening to Mitch. And, of course, thanks to him, there is the Wednesday night AMSAT.net that you can participate in. And that happens over on DMR. That's the AMSAT DMR net. And that's on the digital talk group, the AMSAT talk group of 98006. Or YSF Fusion 11689. And that's at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. So we appreciate Mitch putting on that Wednesday night AMSAT.net for us on DMR. Okay, we've got NDOF over here on Echolink, and that's N6UTC. And he's over there in Long Beach, California, so good evening to NDOF. And then we got Bruce, KK5VO, up there in Roman Forest in the north part of town, so good evening to Bruce. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT net. And we want to remind everybody, you can call and make a quick phone check-in to 713-467-9870. You can send an APRS message to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. And then that email address, it's wv5y@comcast.net. And the email address is, once again, www.amsatnet.com. Thanks to Bruce, and he's handling our website over there. And then he's also got satellite award information up there, so if you'd like to find out how to get some awards going on, get some certificates for making satellite contacts, he's got some information over there. And then he's got more of that over at amsat.org, as well as that's the main website, and you can find the status of how the satellites are doing and the frequencies that they're operating on, and the information about the symposium. And there's even the AMSAT store, where you can buy satellite antennas, and actually you get a reduced deal off the price they have worked out. And also, some of that goes to keep satellites in space.
DL-123.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. Okay, related to the AMSAT Symposium coming up, we do have the call for papers. So papers continue to be accepted for the 42nd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium, which will be held on the weekend of October 25th to 27th, 2024, at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Tampa, Rocky Point Waterfront in Tampa, Florida. Proposals for symposium papers and presentations are invited on any topic of interest to the amateur satellite community. We request a tentative title of your presentation as soon as possible, with the final copy submitted by October the 18th for inclusion in the symposium proceedings. Abstracts and papers should be sent to Dan Schultz, N8FGV, and that's N8FGV@USA.net. And we want to thank Dan Schultz, N8FGV, AMSAT Symposium Proceedings Editor, for that information. All right, the 2024 AMSAT coins are still available. You can help support Golf and Fox Plus. You can join the AMSAT President's Club today. And to do that, you just go to amsat.org/join-v-amsat-presidents-club. And we have the results of the 2024 AMSAT Board of Directors election. The Board of Directors election period ended September the 15th, 2024. And a result of the election, Mark Hammond, N8MH, Paul Stotzer, N8HM, and Bruce Page, KK5DO, have been duly elected to a two-year term on the Board of Directors. Douglas Tabor in 6UA and Frank Kanoskis in 1UW will serve as alternate directors for a term of 1 year. And the final results of the voting with 375 ballots are as follows. Mark Hammond in 8MH got 295 votes. Paul Stotzer in 8HM got 276. Bruce Page, KK5DO, got 223. Douglas Tabor in 6UA got 163. And Frank Kanoskis in 1UW got 111. The membership of the AMSAT Board of Directors for 2024-2025 is... Okay, we got Barry Baines, WB4ASW, Jerry Buxton, N0JY, Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA. Mark Hammond, N8MH. Zach Mettinger, N0ZGO. Bruce Page, KK5VO. Paul Stotzer, N8HM. Douglas Tabor, N6UA, is the first alternate. And then Frank Kanoskis, N1UW, is the second alternate. And we want to thank all who participated in this year's election process. And we will thank Jeff Davis, KE9V, AMSAT Secretary, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. The MESAT 1 command and commissioning teams wish to thank all that have routinely or even occasionally collected telemetry from MESAT 1. Thanks to these reports, the teams are able to make informed and timely decisions about what, when, why, how to do next steps in collaborating with the satellite owners to help with their primary mission. Much is being learned about this new satellite. The University of Maine's first CubeSat and AMSAT's linear transponder on board. All of the lessons learned will help inform future missions that carry the linear transponder module, or the LTM, and the Gulf series of satellites. Reports about transponder activities are very helpful as well. Amateurs are encouraged to visit this link to see in detail all of the call signs that have contributed to telemetry collection thus far. It's a lot of stations all around the world. And it's at www.amsat.org/TLM/leaderboard.php?id=10AmpereDB=FoxDB/AmpereShow=all_period spelled out, P-E-R-I-O-D, equal 100. And, of course, Bruce has that over in the links over there at amsatnet.com for tonight's listing. I say, please continue to collect telemetry. We continue to work on taking and downloading Earth images from their cameras. In recent days, we were having the satellite send image blocks both in the mornings and evenings. We expect it to continue in the near future. The transmitter could be on for 5 minutes or perhaps even 10 minutes when over the East Coast command stations. Every frame helps us to build an image. Testing is intermittent, but it seems to be more regular right now. When the images aren't being transmitted, MESAT-1 is in safe mode, sending a couple frames about every 2 minutes, and these frames are very important also. So MESAT-1 was in health mode, transmitting telemetry continuously, and the beacon setting is pretty strong as of 11:43 Zulu on 19th of September, 2024. The linear transponder was enabled at 005 UTC on 20th of September, 2024. Watch AMSAT BB for announcements regarding MESAT-1 status. And ANS thanks Mark Hammond, N8MH, AMSAT Director and Command Station for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y and the Houston AMSAT Net. And we're right at the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a quick standby and we're going to see if we have any local check-ins. So any local check-ins, 5.19 repeater in West Houston, come now. Okay, sounds like we got everybody aboard. Hey, do you need any satellite antennas? You can purchase M2 LEO packs from the AMSAT store. And when you purchase through AMSAT, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL is amsat.org/product-category/hardware. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. And now we're getting to the real meat of tonight's AMSAT Net. Unfortunately, we've got some sad news here, and that is GreenCube IO-117 ceases functioning due to radiation damage. GreenCube satellite, which has been very popular the last year or so, developed by S5 Lab, has likely ceased functioning due to radiation damage. After a successful mission that exceeded expectations, the satellite is no longer responding to commands, and its onboard radio is believed to have been compromised by the harsh radiation environment in medium Earth orbit, or MEO. Approximately 10 days ago, GreenCube experienced a reboot, and telemetry data from the event did not indicate any anomalies. However, the S5 Lab team now suspects that the satellite's radio was damaged, leading to the current communication blackout.
EL-123.
MEO, or medium Earth orbit, is notoriously challenging for satellites due to its high radiation levels, and GreenCube was not the only satellite affected. Several other CubeSats launched alongside it only lasted a few days, making GreenCube's extended mission duration a remarkable achievement. Despite ongoing efforts to send commands and reactivate the satellite, the team remains pessimistic about the restoring of GreenCube's functionality. Satellite survival in the hostile MEO environment is seen as a testament to its robust design, but the likelihood of recovery is slim. And at this time, no successor to GreenCube is planned, primarily due to the infrequency of launch opportunities to medium Earth orbit. Launches to this orbit are rare, which complicates the prospect of future missions. In response to the satellite's success and the interest it generated among radio amateurs, S5 Lab has promised to host a webinar in collaboration with AMSAT Italia. The event will provide insights into the GreenCube mission, sharing the challenges and triumphs of the satellite's journey. This is an opportunity for the amateur radio community to learn more about the satellite's impact and the technical details behind this impressive mission. While GreenCube's operational life may have ended, its contributions to satellite technology and amateur radio will be remembered as a significant milestone. And information from Piero I0KPT via Facebook's GreenCube group. And we want to thank AMSAT UK for that information. Okay, so green cube's gone, and looks like it's not coming back. So, it was lots of fun while it lasted. Hey, you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? You can get your AMSAC car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL is www.zazzle.com/AMSAT_year. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y with the Houston AMSAT-NET. Let's see, two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. So weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. So the Keplerian element file is the file you need to download to update your satellite tracking program so that it has all the latest information on where the satellites currently reside. And TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day, and new bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. Okay, you can find more information about TLEs or Keplerian elements, and that's over at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. And we have no changes that have been announced for this week. So we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for letting us know there's nothing going on. All right, ARIS News. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is 145.800 megahertz worldwide. And we have some recently completed contacts. The Kordolewski Youth Astronomical Observatory in Niepomice, Poland, had direct via SP9MOA with ISS call sign OR4ISS, and the crew member was Matthew Dominic, KC0TOR, and the ARIS mentor was SP3QFE. The contact was successful Thursday, 9/19/2024 at 16:18:02 UTC with a 53 degree elevation. Okay, then we have the sailing event in Moscow, Russia, and that was direct. The ISS call sign was RS0ISS. The crew member was Alexander Griboykin, RZ3DSE. And the ARIS mentor was RVED3DR. And the contact was successful Saturday, 9/21/2024 at 16:25 UTC. Okay, then we have the Amur State University in Bangladesh, Russia, direct. The ISS call sign scheduled to be RS0ISS with crew member Ivan Wagner. The AIRS Mentor was RV3DR, and the contact, Tuesday, 9/24/2024 at 0925 UTC. And then we got a couple of contacts coming up that haven't happened yet. We've got Tatarstan, Russia, ISS call sign, presently scheduled to be RS0ISS. Scheduled crew member is Alexei Ovchinin. The AIRS Mentor is RV3DR. Contact is go for Friday, 9/27/2024 at 1320 UTC. And then Khazar University, the Dunya School in Baku, Azerbaijan, has direct via 4K6EH with ISS call sign, scheduled to be OR4ISS, and the scheduled crew member is Matthew Dominic, KC0TOR, and the AIRS Mentor is IN3GHZ, and the contact is Saturday, 9/28/2024, at 10:50:21 UTC. They're going to have a 28 degrees maximum elevation. So that's a pretty low pass. Okay, the crossband repeater on the International Space Station continues to be active. It's on 145.990 megahertz up, the peel tone of 67, and you listen on 437.800 megahertz, the downlink frequency. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen, you just never know. And the packet system on the ISS is currently misconfigured. It's on 145.825 megahertz, up and down when it is operating. Ham TV is currently stowed, and that's on 2395.00 megahertz down. And the SSTV is currently stowed, and that's on 145.800 megahertz downlink. Okay, as always, if there's an EVA, a docking or an undocking, the AIRS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol, like the powering off for the Soyuz undocking on September the 23rd. Note, all times that they list are approximate. It's recommended you do your own orbital prediction or to start listening about 10 minutes before the listed time. The latest information on the operation mode for the ISS can be found at www.airs.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html, and the latest list of frequencies in use can be found at www.airs.org/contact-v-iss.html. And we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the AIRS Operation Team mentors, for that information.
EL-123.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Upcoming satellite operations here, it says none currently listed. But a number of satellite rovers are currently engaged in sharing their grid square activations on hams.at. And by visiting the website, you gain easy access to comprehensive information about the operators responsible for activating specific grid squares. Additionally, you have the ability to assess the match score between yourself and a particular rover for a given pass, while also being able to identify the upcoming satellite passes that are accessible from your location. And we want to thank Ian Parsons, K5ZM, AMSAT Rover Page Manager for that information. Alright, this is Marty WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. We're down to AMSAT Ambassador Activities. AMSAT Ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, hamfests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. And on October the 5th, there's a lot going on. We have the North Star Radio Convention at Hennepin Technical College North Campus in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And you can go to conv2023.fcfmc.org for more information. There'll be an AMSAT forum and an information table by K0JM and AD0HJ. Then also on October the 5th, there's the Radio Society of Tucson, and it's at the Calvary Tucson Church at 7811 East Speedway in Tucson, Arizona. And the URL is kst.club/2024/07/tucson-autumn-ham-fest-2024. And I think that will be put on by N1UW. You should see him there. Okay, then October 18th through the 20th, this is PacificCon 2024, the ARRL Pacific Division Conference in San Ramon, California. And WU0I should have some AMSAT stuff there. Then October 25th to the 27th, 2024, is the AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting. That's at the DoubleTree Rocky Point Waterfront Hotel in Tampa Bay, Florida. Then November the 2nd through the 3rd, 2024, is the Stone Mountain Ham Fest ARRL State Convention in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And the URL for that is stonemountainhamfest.com, and K4RGK should be at that one. November 9th is the Oro Valley Amateur Radio Club. They're having their thing at the Marana Middle School at 11285 West Greer Road, Marana, Arizona, 85653. And you can go to www.tucsonhamradio.org/copy-of-hamfest-2022. And that's by N1UW. As is also, next year, February 20th through the 22nd, is the Yuma HamCon, and that's in Yuma, Arizona, and you should also see N1UW at that one. And we want to thank the AMSAT events page for this information. Okay, this is Marty WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. All right, satellite shorts from all over. The AMSAT UK 2024 colloquium will take place alongside the RSGB convention at Kent Hill Park Conference Center in Milton Keynes. And that's MK76BZ on the weekend of 12th through the 13th, October 2024. Registration for the event is at rsgb.org/main-slash-2024 RSGB-2024-convention, and a limited number of tickets for the ANSAT banquet are on sale via the ANSAT UK online shop. And you can find that over at shop.amsat-uk.org. Deadline for presentation proposals is imminent. Contact Ian Young, G7III, and that's G7III at G7III.net if you have a presentation proposal. And ANS, thanks Ian Young, G7III, and ANSAT UK for that information. Okay, the FunCube team are pleased to announce that user rankings, real-time data, and whole orbit data, or WOD, are all now being displayed in the FunCube data warehouse after the recent disruption. Access to the new site at where.funcube.org.uk. Fitter message display will follow soon, as will be the ability to download WOD files. And ANS thanks Dave Johnson, G4DPZ, and the FunCube team for that information. All right, NASA astronaut Don Pettit, KD5MDT, alongside Soyuz Commander Alexei Ovchinin and cosmonaut Ivan Vagner, arrived at the International Space Station Wednesday, September the 11th, after launching aboard the Roscosmos Soyuz MS-26 spacecraft from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. The trio will join NASA astronauts Tracy C. Dyson, Mike Barrett, KD5MIJ, Matthew Dominic, KC0TOR, Jeanette Epps, KF5QNU, Butch Wilmore, and Sonny Williams, KD5PLB, as well as Roscosmos cosmonauts Nikolai Chubb, Alexander Grebenkin, and Oleg Kononenko, RN3DX. Expedition 72 will begin Monday, September the 23rd, upon the departure of Dyson Chubb and offgoing station commander Kononenko, completing a six-month stay for Dyson and a year-long expedition for Chubb and Kononenko. And ANS thanks NASA for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSatNet. Registration for the 2024 NASA Space Apps Challenge Global Hackathon, October the 5th through the 6th, is open, and challenges are online at www.spaceappschallenge.org/nasa-space-apps-2024/challenges. And ANS thanks the Orbital Index and NASA for that information.
L-123.
Tracking sleuth Scott Tiley, VE7TIL, has discovered that the orbiter for China's Changing 6 lunar sample return mission is now parked at the second Sun-Earth Lagrange, or the L-2. After delivering the samples to Earth, the orbiter fired its engines to avoid re-entering Earth's atmosphere, setting off on a new trajectory. L2 is located approximately 1.5 million kilometers from Earth, directly on the opposite side of the Earth from the Sun. China's space authorities have yet to provide an update on the orbiter and its plans. However, the Change 6 orbiter's voyage fits into a pattern of China using Change's spacecraft for extended missions as tests for future endeavors. And ANS thanks Space News for that information. Okay, you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org. And in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at one-half the standard yearly rate. And post-secondary school students enrolled in at least half-time status shall be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. Memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. And we get a 7-3, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And that's from this week's ANS editor, Mark Johns, K0JM, and that's mjohns@amsat.org. Oh, there's one that won't work. Okay, yeah, the AMSAT email reflector has gone by the wayside as of the first of the month, or the first couple of days of the month. So AMSAT.org email addresses are not working anymore. So unless, I guess, maybe if you're an officer, maybe, or something like that. But as far as the reflectors that everybody has used for their email addresses for years and years and years, well, we have to say goodbye to that. Okay, we have from IRC, W8QHV says, good evening, I am not checking in, but will listen via my TV. I think it's streamed on DishNet still. Okay, very good. Well, we'll check you in anyway, and we're glad to have you aboard, and thanks for leaving us a message. Okay, let's see, we look around here. Looks like we don't have anybody else checking in that I see. But we want to remind everybody those URLs one more time. It's www.amsatnet.com for our net here. And great info on satellite awards there, thanks to Bruce. And you can go to www.amsat.org, and you can find out the status of the satellites, the frequencies that they're operating on, and you can find out information about the symposium that's coming up, and then there's even the store, and you can even buy satellite antennas over there and get a discount and help keep amateur radio in space. All right, well, we've reached the end of our time. We hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AMSAT Net. Look forward to catching everybody next week. So stay safe out there. Keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts. And we look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy's out there somewhere, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5VO up there in Roman Forest, and myself, Marty, WV5. Southwest Houston. We say 73 for this week from the Houston AmSat Net.